fix your thoughts on what is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. If there's any virtue to it, any praise to it, fix your thoughts on that. Why? Because our thoughts are where our inner conversations come from.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. On today's edition of Life Talk, we are continuing the life-changing message called Encourage Yourself. This message is all about King David and his foolproof way of dealing with negative emotions. Here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more.
If somebody were to ask you who you talk to more than anyone else, you might say your spouse or your children or your best friend or perhaps your coworkers. But the real truth is you talk to yourself more than all of them. And that's why it's so important what we say to ourselves. Are we talking ourselves up or down? Are we saying negative, self-defeating things to ourselves, or are we building ourselves up in the faith? Well, King David actually wrote about this very thing in the Psalms, and that's what we're going to explore in today's message entitled, Encourage Yourself. I believe this word is going to change some of the things you say to yourself and help us all to be our number one encouragers. So let's jump right in as I share part two of the message, Encourage Yourself.
Nobody is more influential in your life than you are because no one talks to you more than you do. You're not even aware of it, but we're conversing with ourselves all the time because God made us like Him. He's three part. So you see God addressing Himself in the Bible all the time. A dog can't do that. A dog can't say, well, what do you think about what he fed you today? A dog can't say, well, I wish that he'd take me for a walk. And, you know, it's been weeks since he took me for a walk. And I'm thinking about just approaching him with how long it's been since he took me for a walk. No, they don't think that way at all. Everything is instinct. But God made us three part, body, soul, and spirit. So we alone in God's creation have the ability to talk to ourselves. From the moment we get up in the morning, the time we go to bed at night, we're conversing with ourselves. And guess what? Even in your dreams are a way of you talking to you. The things you say to you, about God, and about other people, and about your circumstances are so important because they decide the way you respond to life and adversity. It's so important what you say to you about you, who you let define you, who you let tell you who you are. I learned a long time ago, nobody's defining me but God. I'm not letting anybody define me. Have you ever noticed people are always wanting to define you? You're this, you're that, you're not this, you're not that. You need to this, you need to that. If you would only this, if you would only that. This is what I see for you. This is what I don't see for you. You have this talent. You don't have any talent. They tell you things that may or may not come from God. And our culture is always wanting to define us as Christians. Listen, I got to be in the Word of God every day because the culture is so intent on defining me as a Christian. You shouldn't speak up. You shouldn't take a stand for God. You shouldn't call wrong wrong and right right. You shouldn't this, you shouldn't that. And I resist that. I'm going to let God define me. God is my definer. God defines me. Come on, everybody. God defines me. When Jesus called people, he immediately always defined them. Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Well, what do you mean by that? I've always been a fisher of fish my whole life. Jesus said, yeah, but now I'm going to make you a fisher of men. That's who you are. See, Jesus doesn't see us the way we see us. We look at us in the mirror and we see according to whatever we've allowed to define us. But he looks at us and sees what he's going to make us to be. And all day long, we're talking to ourselves about ourselves. You can do this. You can't do this. You can succeed. You can't succeed. You are gifted. You're not gifted. You are a genuine Christian. You're not really saved. There's always something trying to define us. So it's important that the things you say to you, about God, about other people, and about the circumstances of life are so crucial because they decide how you're going to handle life. In trying times, you can talk yourself into depression, despair, hopelessness, unbelief, defeat. You can talk yourself into, I'm never going to make it. I'm never going to get through this. I don't have what it takes, blah, 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 blah. And you can talk yourself into a hole. Or you can talk yourself into encouragement, which David understood how to do. You can talk yourself into victory. In the midst of highly stressful circumstances, David decided to talk himself out of the blues and into victory. So how did he do it? He did it the same way we got to do it. Here's how he did it. First, he confronted himself. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Who's he talking to? He's talking to himself. He's talking to himself. He's addressing himself. He's confronting himself. He's confronting his emotions. He's not just letting them run wild. To him, truth was not what his emotions told him. Truth was what God said to him. So why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? He's talking to himself. I don't know if he was saying it out loud. I don't know if he was saying it just to himself, but he was talking to himself. Negative thoughts were flooding his soul, and he caught himself listening to them, entertaining them, agreeing with them. And suddenly he realizes what's going on, and he says, hey, stop it. Why are you disquieted, O my soul? Why are you troubled? Why are you so upset? Suddenly he realizes what's happening and he confronts himself, which only human beings can do. Only you can confront yourself. Now I can confront you, or somebody else that loves you can confront you, but what I want us to understand today is we are supposed to confront ourselves when our emotions are going south and our thinking is going down instead of up. We are supposed to confront ourselves. David said, what are you doing? He's saying, soul, why are you so down? You're acting like you have no God, like he doesn't know or care. What's up with you? What's wrong with you, soul? What are you doing? Hadn't God been good to you? Hadn't he helped you before? That's what he's saying to himself. He said, hadn't he come through for you over and over again? Why, O soul, would you be disquieted, unsettled, and uncertain? Why have you lost your peace? God's a mighty God. He's faithful. You need to trust him. You need to get it together, O soul of mine. I'm putting a stop to this stinking thinking right now. Come on, everybody. Come on. Everybody say, talk to yourself. You're going to talk to yourself anyway, so you might as well talk right. Sometimes there's an old song, and I hate to say it because some of you are going to go, wow, Jeff, that really dates you, but it went like this. I just stepped in to see what condition my condition was in. How many of you remember that one? Oh, hallelujah. Now, that's an old song, but that's true. Because, see, sometimes we do need to step in to see what condition our condition is in. And if we're not thinking what God wants us to think, if we are building a case against ourselves on the inside, we need to confront ourselves and say, see, you can build a case against yourself. You can build a case against your future. You can build a case against God's call on you. And if you're doing that, you need to step in to see what condition your condition is in and say, wait a minute, what are you doing, soul of mine? Stop it. He's faithful, trust him. Most of us never stop to think of confronting ourselves, of talking straight to our own soul, of literally facing down our thoughts and saying to ourselves, what's up with you? Why are you thinking this way? Not as bad as it looks. These are not God's words to you. This is not the Bible. This is flesh. This is the enemy. This is not God thoughts. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about just looking in the mirror and having a pep talk with yourself. Hey, you got it going on. You can do it. There is none like you. I'm not saying that. The Bible says, be careful how you think because thoughts have consequences. Paul the Apostle wrote about the inner conversations that we have with ourselves. And he said this. He said, listen, let's talk about the inside of you. He said, fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and dwell on the fine, good things in others. Think about all you can praise God for and be glad about. Think on these things. Everybody say, think on these things. Fix your thoughts. Our thoughts are not supposed to run away with us. They're supposed to be under the control of the Holy Ghost. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. If there's any virtue to it, any praise to it, fix your thoughts on that. Why? Because our thoughts are where our inner conversations come from.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to take a quick moment to share some exciting news. The Life Talk Radio broadcast now reaches throughout the country, and we sometimes receive emails and messages from our listeners saying, I wish I was in Fort Worth so that I could visit Turning Point Church and be with you in person. Well, while that may not be possible, we now have the next best thing available just for you. You can join us live in real time via our free webcast. It's this easy. Go to our church's website at tpcfamily.org. That's tpcfamily.org. Once you're on the opening page, just click on the Watch Message button. Follow the link and you'll be brought right into the service in progress. You can worship with us and then enjoy the message. We'd love to be a part of your weekly worship experience. You can join us for our 7 o'clock Wednesday evening service or one of our 3 Sunday morning services at 9, 10:30, or 12 Central Time. I look forward to welcoming you as part of our live webcast church family. Now let's go right back to today's message.
In his book on spiritual depression, I pulled this quote, it was so good. Martin Lloyd-Jones writes this, you have to take yourself in hand. You have to address yourself, preach to yourself, question yourself. You must say to your soul, why are you cast down? What business have you to be disquieted? You must exhort yourself instead of muttering in this depressed, unhappy way. You got to talk to yourself. I have to do it all the time. I have to talk to myself all the time. That's why I get in the Word every day. You know why? Because every day in the morning, the Word sets my thoughts in the way they should go. The Word every day sets my thoughts. It's like I'm setting a GPS towards heaven. Get me to heaven. Let me enjoy the presence of God today. And the way I do that is first and foremost, I wash my brain in the thoughts of God. What is the Bible? It's the thoughts of God. What is the Bible? It's God talk. What is the Bible? It's God's view of things. What is the Bible? It's literally God's mind in a book comprised of 66 other little books. It's the thoughts of God. And I want to think like God, because if I think like God, I'm going to walk like God, talk like God, develop his character. As a man thinks in his heart, so will he be. So David said, soul, stop it. What are you doing? You're going south. Stop it. The second thing he does is he encourages himself. He commands his soul, three words, hope in God. Soul, hope in God. I want us to say it together, can we? Three simple words. Hope in God. Because that's where your hope is. It's in God. He says, so quit thinking this way. I'm confronting you. I'm stopping this track of thinking. And I want you to instead start hoping in God. Start thinking about God. Don't hope in men. Don't hope in fate. Don't hope in circumstances. Don't even hope in your own strength. Put your hope in God People can fail you, but God will never fail you. Circumstances may go crazy, but God will never go crazy on you. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. David writes about this all the time, about hope being in God. David wrote, "Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is He who will tread down our enemies." And listen to some more Psalms. I just had to quote these. They're so good. Psalms 31, verse 24, "Be strong and let your heart take courage. All you who" what? Read it with me. "Hope in the Lord." Psalm 62, verse 5, "My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him." Psalm 71, 14, "As for me, I will hope once a year." Is that what it says? "I will hope from time to time." Is that what it says? No, he says, "As for me," read it with me, "I will hope continually and will praise you more and more." Notice, as he continues hoping, his praise level rises. As he keeps on hoping in God, his praise level rises. Hope keeps you afloat. There were once two identical twins. They were alike in every way but one. One was a hope-filled optimist who only saw the bright side of life. The other was a dark pessimist who only saw the downside of everything. Some of you know somebody like that. The parents were so worried about the two extreme dispositions of optimism and pessimism, they took them to the doctor, and he suggested a plan. He said, "Here's what you do. On their next birthday, give the pessimist a shiny new bike, but give the optimist a pile of manure." It seemed a fairly extreme thing to do, but after all, the parents had always treated the boys equally. But in this instance, they had decided to try the doctor's advice. So when the twins' birthday came around, they gave the pessimist the most expensive, beautiful, shiny, top-of-the-range racing bike a child has ever had. He took one look at it and he said, "No doubt about it, I'll probably crash and break my leg." To the optimist, they gave a carefully wrapped box of manure. He opened it, looked puzzled for a moment, then ran outside screaming, "You can't fool me. Where there's this much manure, there's a pony out here somewhere." Everybody say, "There's a pony in here somewhere." In every problem you go through, it may look like manure, but I'm telling you, there's a pony in there somewhere, because if God be for you, who can be against you? And God is working all things together for the good to those who love Him and are the called according to His purpose. So God makes sure there's a pony that comes out of every mess. Everybody say hope. So David confronted himself. He encouraged himself. And finally, he prophesied to himself. This is so important. He said, "I will yet." Everybody say yet. "For I will yet praise Him for the help of His countenance." I love the word yet, because yet is a hopeful word, because it means today doesn't tell the whole story. Today is not the end of the book. When you say yet, you're saying it may look bad today, but it's not going to stay bad like today. Because I will yet, God's going to yet break through. God's going to yet answer me. It means that things can change on a dime when God is at work. Now, it's so important that we prophesy to ourselves, because listen, if you don't prophesy to yourself, something else will. I believe the devil loves to prophesy to God's people. He loves to say to you, "You're not going to make it. You're not really saved. You're going to fail. You're going to get sick. You're going to lose your job. Something bad is going to happen to you." And the devil will get into our minds and he'll prophesy to us. And if we're not careful and catch it and turn it and rebuke it and reject it, his prophecy will succeed. We'll be walking around heavy all day long. "What's wrong? Oh, I'm so afraid I'm going to get sick." Or, "There's been a lot of people at church getting pink slips. I just think I'm next." Listen, there comes a time where you've got to reject the devil's prophecies over your life. You've got to reject the devil's prophecies over your life. He's a liar. How do you know the devil's lying? If he's talking. If he's talking, he's lying. But he does talk. And he likes to get us under the weight of something that we fear is going to happen, that he has prophesied over us that is not even true. And that's why we need to prophesy the promises of God over ourselves. Listen, David said, yeah, it looks bad. It looks bad for me right now. But you know what? I believe I'm going to yet praise him. He's prophesying now. I will, not maybe, not might, not hope so, not perhaps so. He said, I will yet have cause to praise him. It may look bad today in David's case. His own son was seeking his life. He lost his kingdom, and he didn't even know at this time if he was going to ever get it back. Half his people had turned against him and walked out on him and rejected him and believed a liar. He's running for his life like a fugitive. His circumstances could hardly be worse. And that's when he prophesies to himself, I shall yet praise him for his help. Come on, everybody, let's say it together. I shall yet. Say with me, it may look bad now, but I shall yet praise him for his help. David tells himself, David, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. God's not going to leave me like this. I serve the God of breakthrough, the same God who carried Israel across the mighty sea, the same God who saved Daniel in the lion's den, the same God who delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the burning fiery oven. That God is my God. So I know I will yet praise him. Come on, church. Amen, amen. I can almost hear him thinking, any moment now, he's going to show up. I may not know how or when, but I know he's coming. I know I'm his child. I know he's in control. I know he's greater than my problems. I know that he that began a good work in me is going to finish it to the day of Jesus Christ. And he prophesied to himself that God was going to act on his behalf. Is that what you're doing today? Are you telling yourself when you can't pay the bills, or maybe you did lose your job, or somebody walked out on you and you don't know what you're going to do with the rest of your life? Can I tell you, you will yet praise him. You will yet praise him. Come on, church, give him praise today. In a dark hour of inner struggle, David confronted himself. He encouraged himself and he prophesied to himself. And you know, we know that God undertook for him. Because shortly, the Lord won the battle. David was restored to his kingdom. And what looked like an impossibly dark future was changed on a dime by the move of God. Do you believe that God is for you? Do you believe that he's for you? Do you believe that he's on your side? Can I tell you who he is? Because he's on Jesus' side and Jesus lives in you. And everything he does for us, he does for Jesus who lives inside of us. And if God be for us, there is no one, no devil, no circumstance that can be against us and win, because we're in a win-win because of the God who has decreed he's going to get us to the other side because of Jesus. Amen. Can we stand together today?
We hope you were blessed by Pastor Jeff's message. We're so glad to have you with us today. Here at LifeTalk, we want to stay connected with you and help equip and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. If you would like to receive e-devotionals and ministry updates from Pastor Jeff, visit our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. From there, you can sign up to receive this exclusive LifeTalk listener email. When you sign in for the first time, we'll send you a free gift as a thank you for being a devoted LifeTalk listener. So go to lifetalk.us and sign up for a free e-devotional today. To get a copy of today's message or this entire sermon series, give us a call toll-free at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Our friendly staff will be standing by to assist you and even offer you a special discounted price so you can get your own copy of your favorite message or the entire sermon series from Pastor Jeff. This is our way of thanking you for your unwavering support for Life Talk. Once again, the number is 877-884-3111, or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us for more information. Coming up next on Life Talk.
He wants us to be more like Him. Our calling is to be more like Him. It's the in-working of God. That's what we call in-reach. God is in-reaching, reaching in all of us. And His desire for us is that we would be fruitful. Jesus said, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you, that you would bring forth much fruit."
That's next in Pastor Jeff's brand new message called Weapons of Mass Distraction. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to being with you again on our next Life Talk Radio broadcast. Until next time, may God bless you richly.